Gospel acclamation. From the shining cloud, the Father's voice is heard. This is my beloved Son. Listen to him. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus took Peter, James, and John and led them up a high mountain apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his clothes became dazzling white, such as no fuller on earth could bleach them. Then Elijah appeared to them along with Moses, and they were conversing with Jesus. Then Peter said to Jesus in reply, "Rabbi, it is good that we are here. Then let's make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He hardly knew what to say. They were so terrified. Then a cloud came, casting a shadow over them. From the cloud came a voice, "This is my beloved Son, listen to him." Suddenly, looking around, they no longer saw anyone but Jesus alone with them. As they were coming down from the mountain, he charged them not to relate what they had seen to anyone, except when the Son of Man had risen from the dead. So they kept the matter to themselves, questioning what rising from the dead moment. Gospel of the Lord. Today, we share the experience of these three disciples after the resurrection of the Lord. We are all invited to participate in this life, not only life on earth, but life in the future, life in God Himself. It's very hard to convince ourselves what will be the future, but it's important. Jesus doesn't want us to go too far. Just remind ourselves, we on earth, the only purpose is to live the will of God. The future, let us confide in the hand of the Lord. We do not have to worry about what will be. Important is to try our best, moment by moment. Live like Jesus, only the will of the Father. Even at difficult times, at the Last Supper, after the Last Supper, praying in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus cried out, "Father, leave this cup away from me. But not according to my will, but according to your will." Jesus understands that we are suffering many times, and he just gives us a good example. Trust in the love of the Father. And Jesus loves each one of us unconditionally. He just wants us to share this love with one another. Love means forgiveness. Love means give a helping hand. Love means trust. Let us ask the Lord, give us this fullness of trust in Him. Today, whatever you do, for the greater glory of God.